Thank you, Leah. That was beautiful. And one day, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess, amen, that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. I want you to open your Bible to the book of James this morning, just a short text. If you'll go with me to little book of James, it's a very practical book. I often speak of James as being kind of plain where the tire meets the road, James chapter 4. And we'll give you time to get over there. If you get to Hebrews, go to your right and pick up the book of James. And we'll read maybe about three verses in James chapter 4. James kind of speaks plain. Some folks think that he teaches works for salvation, but he don't. But he teaches you that if you have salvation, it'll work. And that your works will be seen because you do have it. It won't be just a profession. It won't be just a talk. But it'll be reality and truth. James chapter 4, verse 13 down through 15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. Now, James is kind of warning against presumptuous pride right here, and people thinking they're going to do this, that, and the other, and not including the Lord with it. But I want to speak to you on a word, and I'll get a little more in maybe to the text before I get through the message. But I want to speak to you a little bit on this thought today, the most dangerous day. And we're all familiar with the word danger. You see signs warning you, you know, the bridge is out, or danger from the high voltage, or danger from this, that, or the other. We've seen special signs. They've got a sign, you know, maybe a warning concerning poison or something like that. And sometimes it's a warning about people. Sometimes you hear somebody is armed and dangerous. You might not believe it, but you're looking at a most dangerous man standing here this morning. I'll tell you why. There's a religion in the county, a foreign religion that has come in, and they in one of their mosques. I'll tell you something. In one of their mosques, they've got a bulletin board up, and they got my picture on it. Now, they may have taken it down, but it was up some time ago. Got my picture on it, and on the bottom of it, it says, most dangerous man. Could be from something I've said on the radio or something. Who knows? I don't know. But, I mean, we understand the word dangerous. We understand the word day. Sometimes we speak of a day as being 24 hours, or sometimes we're thinking about a day. We say, a day can be a long period of time, and we understand that. And I want to just talk to you a little bit on the word this morning, the most dangerous day. Now, I want to point that out to us a little bit in some areas. To begin with, you think about dangerous days we can think about in our present. Now, we live in a day and time today. There's a lot of talk about the nuclear threat, right? How many of you ever heard me preach the sermon on the atomic clock? You've seen that. I've illustrated it in here. I do that about ever so many years. But I kind of had to quit it because it just couldn't get any closer. It started moving from about 11:30, and then it started moving on up to about a quarter till 12, the midnight hour. And then it got on up to about 5 minutes to midnight. And the last time I spoke on it, it was 2 or 3 minutes to midnight. And a lot of fear about the nuclear threat that is to come. More nations getting nuclear bombs and all of that business. And that's very real. There was a time, and they're right here in this town now. You can go to certain places, and there's a lot of houses that's got bomb shelters, fallout shelters in the backyard and so forth. And they believed it was coming many years ago. Probably it will one day. When Trump got elected, the word went out he's going to start a nuclear war. Remember that? Anybody remember that? Well, the truth is, he kind of pushed it back a little bit over what it was. And yes, but I'm not talking about that day of a nuclear war. I do believe the Bible predicts it. I do believe it'll come one day. No doubt about it that it will. But I'm talking to you about a dangerous day. Now, there's a lot of folks concerned today, and rightfully so, that America has moved around into a position that we got a lot of fear about losing our freedoms. And we are losing them. We're losing property rights, no doubt about that. We're basically right now, we're losing the freedom of speech. Have you noticed that? Isn't it amazing how everybody falls into a trap when they slip up and say anything that anybody else can say they think is wrong? We've come to the time of the Orwell's prediction of many years ago that we'd come to a time where the thought police would be watching what we think, not only what we say. And we've moved to that. Nowadays, you can say something and somebody else says, you must have been thinking this. And you can just get all messed up with it. And we're beginning to lose our freedoms in that sort of way, losing our free speech. You see that especially when it comes down to politics and government and all this. Have you ever noticed right now everybody is wanting to find something to be offended about? Everybody being offended about something? Have you noticed? Have you noticed that? It's amazing. Brother Don Boys, he's preached here for us before, and y'all know who he is. He puts out a little paper once in a while, and he's got a list of stuff on. I thought you might enjoy hearing just a little bit of this. I'm talking about a dangerous day when you got to be careful what you say, even what you think. You got to watch out for it. We've got so many tender souls out there that are offended at everything. You know that? I've even been told, you wouldn't hardly believe this, but I've even had folks come to this church and say later they got offended. Just broke my heart to pieces. God help you. Amen. All right. Let me give you something that Don got on here. It's really quite interesting. I'm going to read this. Pretty good. He says, it was recently reported that a race car driver, Connor Daly, lost his sponsorship because of a racially insensitive remark made by his father in the 1980s. This is incomprehensible, but it's worse. Connor Daly wasn't even born when his father made that remark. But he lost. People are getting fired. They're losing jobs over saying things that they never would have imagined would have been offensive to somebody. Move on down here. Some of you folks from Canada, anybody from Canada here? All right, Dr. Lee, other than you, we ain't going to worry if we offend you. Amen. Canada is now fining its citizens for offending people of the Islamic faith. John, 53, is a Christian and a landlord who lives in Toronto. He's been ordered to pay a fine of $12,000 by the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal because he failed to remove his shoes when he entered the apartment he was renting to a Muslim couple. Folks, this is crazy. It's coming right on into America big time. University students are being punished for using the wrong pronouns when referring to he, she, or it. The St. Louis Dispatch reported that college students should report any hurtful words. They should do the following: call the police immediately, give the communications that offended to the operator, provide a detailed description of the individual involved, provide a license plate and vehicle description. Hurtful words include illegal immigration. Man up and welfare queen. I told you a long time ago to be proper when you go down the road and your tire hits that round lid in the middle of the road. Don't call that a manhole. That's a person hole. That's crazy, isn't it? That's where we move to. Media headlines in Portland, Oregon schools have declared peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. And are an example of white privilege. Never knew that, did you? The principal out there goes on and talks about it. She says, well, what about Somalia or Hispanic students? They might not eat sandwiches. They probably would if they could get them. It's my opinion. I kind of like peanut butter and jelly, don't you? All right, I could go on with that. Did you see in the news where the filthy compound out there in New Mexico where they had the kids starving them to death and training them to go around and shoot up schools? But did you also see they got off? They're not in jail? That's amazing, isn't it? Well, here's another one. Let me move on a little. There's more on the other side. It says in an off-campus Greek life event, it was held recently, and many were offended and disturbed because somebody spotted a banana peeling hanging in a campus tree. So the students were in tears. They did not feel safe. Little snow flakes. Yeah, I get over much on that. There are some fears. We come to a day and time we never dreamed we'd come to in America. A dangerous day, a foolish day, a ridiculous thing, and yet we've moved to that. And yeah, there's some dangerous days in the present, there's no doubt about that. And the trouble today is in this deception thing. Joseph Goebbels was a prime minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler. Remember that? You remember what Goebbels said over there? He said, the bigger the lie, the more often it's told, the easier it will be to believe. And we have moved to that exact thing today. Today, some of you mentioned this to me this morning. What are we going to do? Our country is becoming socialist. No, not yet. But if we don't wake up and do something, it is. And you see all the polls, and it does blow my mind that they said over 50% of the so-called millennials, that would be the college-age, basically, students, are saying they prefer socialism over democracy. That is crazy. We can't hardly believe it. But as the longer you tell the lie, like Goebbels said, I want to say to you young folks, and the older folks know this, there are no free lunches. You pay for it one way or the other. And the idea that everything can be abundant, everything can be free, no, sir, somebody's going to work. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And I want to tell you something. Sooner or later, the folks working are going to quit working. Then nobody's working, so nobody eats. I remember one time we were pushing a car off. Some of us football players still in high school. And we were pushing the car down the street a little ways. And three or four of us, and it was pushing pretty good. And then one boy, he was really into it. He was really pushing. The rest of us kind of looked and winked at each other, and we kind of stepped on the running boards. Now, that's science. You wouldn't understand what running boards are. But we stepped on the running boards, and he was still pushing, but it was getting harder and harder because the rest of us were riding. Directly, he woke up and looked around. He was the only one pushing. You know what he done? He started riding, too. Guess what happened? The car stopped. And that's what's going to happen government-wise. That's what's going to happen economy-wise. And everything else, the car is going to stop. You can't have more riding than you do pushing. And that's exactly what we've moved to in this day and age. And we are in a dangerous day now of losing our freedoms. And the bigger the lie, the easier it seems to believe. And this lie of socialism right now, who in the world would have believed Florida would have had a fellow win on the socialist platform? But the mayor of Tallahassee did. He did. Now, I'll tell you, there's a big lie going around. You can't resist evil. You can't put up fences. You can't put up borders. You got to get rid of the sheriff or the ICE, the police, or the border police. You got to get rid of them. And a bunch of foolishness going on. I like what our county sheriff said. Did you see this in the paper? Did you see where a few folks, well, this happens almost every week, but there's two or three folks somewhere got shot. Did you see that? Oh, you didn't see that. You were watching Twinkle Toes on the TV or something. But listen to me. The sheriff made a real wise statement. Some fellow was trying to rob somebody, and the person he was trying to rob shot him and killed him. You know what the sheriff said? He said, that's what it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. And then he made this statement. He said, you better watch out. Good people have guns, and good people will shoot you. Now, that's profound, isn't it? I like that. You know what'll stop a bad person with a gun? A good person with a gun. Amen? And that's old America. That's what it used to be. Now, there's been some dangerous days. There's some dangerous days now. And we still ought to resist evil. I saw out where the University of Kansas allowed the students to start carrying concealed weapons. And guess what? It just about stopped the crime. Big difference, big difference. Instead, we want to go around and tell everybody, get rid of your guns so anybody that wants to be bad can come in without being threatened themselves. In a gun-free zone, what you would actually say, and that won't work. I'm talking to you, though, about the most dangerous day. It's in the present now. There's been dangerous days in the past. You know, it was dangerous in America's beginning. You know, when we really go back to 1776, go back to the free spirit when America broke free from England, you go back, it was a grand experiment that took place when men under God, under the leadership of God, believing they were obeying God, decided to allow a free people to govern themselves. That was a big experiment. For instance, most governments through history, you can go back in the Bible, you can go back to the days of Israel in the Old Testament, you can go back to the time that God ruled through the prophets, what we'd call a theophany. But most governments of the world have always been under a dictatorship, under a king or whatever. If it was a good king, a good government. If it was a good dictator, good. If it was bad, it was bad. And the Bible talks about that. Over in Proverbs chapter 29 in verse 2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And yes, that's what most governments have been. But America made a great experiment, and that was to let people be free to govern themselves. And many said it would not work. And quite frankly, history proved most of the time it did not work. It did not work. In the Roman government, there was a senator by the name of Sirio. Sirio, you still read his writings today. He said, a democracy will only work at the longest 200 years. How old is ours? And now we see polls coming out wanting to get rid of it and go to socialism. Something that has never worked anywhere on planet Earth. And yet, that's the cry today. But Sirio said, democracy will only work until the people that are governed find out they can vote themselves free handouts out of the common treasury. Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that? Oh, yeah. That's the age we're into right now. Free college, free education, free medical. Who's going to pay for it? You all can't ride. The car's going to stop rolling. It's just not going to work. But it's been dangerous days in the past. But America started out with a grand experiment, and a democracy was unheard of. But where we at today, we've moved back full around now to the entitlement generation and become spoiled. I know I'm an old dinosaur up here, and some of you don't even recognize what I'm saying. But there'll be a time you look back on what you had before you lost it and wish you hadn't lost it. That's what I'm trying to say to you this morning. You could read the story. You read a little bit about it in 2 Chronicles. You'll read over there where Solomon came on the throne, reaping so much of what his daddy, King David, had done. And the scripture over there says that Solomon made silver and gold as a common thing. He made cedar trees as common as the sycamore trees. In other words, it was a time of wealth and prosperity, and it just seemed too good. But you know what the end result of it was? A bunch of folks became soft, and a bunch of babies that thought something was owed to them, and they lost it all because it was too easy. And I've said it many times, prosperity is more dangerous in many cases than poverty is. And that's what happened in the kingdom of Solomon over there in the Bible. We're in dangerous days, dangerous of war, yeah. World War II was an awful thing, but God's people in America had a different spirit back then. Listen, we stood up. We recognized who the enemy was. We didn't expect anybody else to fight our battles for us. And America stayed free with that attitude. But we're losing that attitude, folks. And it's a dangerous day that we've moved to, a dangerous philosophy in the day and time that we're into now. We don't even anymore hardly recognize the enemy. We hardly even believe it's right to fence them out. We want to coddle them and finance them and pay their bills. And the truth of the matter is we're reaping for that all across the land right now. When I read you such stupid stuff as I did here in Brother Don Boy's paper, how silly. We say, how could that be? This is becoming a majority way of thinking. It is hard to believe that could, but it has. I want to hurry up to say, though, the most dangerous day is maybe not right now in the present, maybe not even in the past. Dangerous in America's beginning, that we've slipped from the values and slipped from the work ethic and slipped from what was important back then to the place now that we've moved to where we're at now, to where folks are offended over anything. They've got a right to be just soft and wimpy and somebody else take care of them. Have you read in the paper? Have you seen in the news where some of these colleges are providing safe spaces? Safe spaces? I'm gonna find me one and go get in it if I can. Now that we joke about it, but they literally are doing that. I saw one the other day, and this is so funny to me. They are in a particular college. They are offering a course on stress, how to take this course and get by and get the answer to stress. But then the caption said, this is getting you, but the caption said, but if taking the course stresses you out, you don't have to. Truth. What in the world have we come to? The most dangerous day is probably not right in the present. It's probably not even in the past. You say, well, it's got to be in the future. Well, maybe so, maybe not. You say, well, is it the nuclear thing? No. If you'll go back with me to the text, I'll show you the most dangerous day. I read it to you just a while ago, and we'll go back to it in James chapter 4 and verse 13. Go to now, ye that say today, or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I want to point out to you what the most dangerous day is. Do you see it right there? It's called tomorrow. 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 I'll do it tomorrow. I'll fix it tomorrow. I'll get right tomorrow. I saw a sign on a restaurant, pretty good sized restaurant. The sign said, free lunch tomorrow. Free lunch tomorrow. So I'm gonna go there tomorrow, but that won't be there. It'll be tomorrow. Do you understand? Do you know that the day the devil loves above every other day is tomorrow. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. That's the most dangerous day that we could possibly point out to you. Yeah, in a sense, it's in the future, the tomorrow that never comes, that never comes. Oh, it's the day the devil loves. You know, God's day is the opposite of that. You know what it is? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. What a difference between the devil's day and God's day. You know why a number of you are lost listening to me in the radio land or even here in this building? Because you don't intend to die lost. You intend to get saved tomorrow. How long have you been intending to get saved tomorrow? You see what I'm telling you? The devil loves that day. He'll never tell you not to get saved. The devil will never come to you and say, hey, you know, you hurt your mother and your dad's feelings or your kids or your relatives or whatever, and you ought to get it fixed. And you say, I'm going to get it fixed. I don't die in that condition. I don't want them to die in that condition, and I'm going to get it fixed. When? Tomorrow. I've stood at the funerals of many through the years. I've seen ten folks that was going to fix some things tomorrow, but it never arrived. I've seen some loved ones that should have fixed some things, but they didn't. They intended to, but tomorrow never came. They never got it done. I want to say to you right now, preacher saying something about that, and you say, well, that's none of his business. No, it's your business. Your business, and God wants you to fix it. You got a broken heart over something? Have you broken somebody else's heart? When are you going to fix it? Tomorrow? The devil don't mind you fixing it tomorrow. He don't mind you coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, admitting that you're a sinner and that he died for you and paid for your sins on the cross and shed his blood for your sins. He don't mind you admitting that. As long as you don't do something about it today. As long as you do something about it tomorrow, he's all right with that. And some of you could stand right now and give me testimony. I've been planning on getting saved a long, long time. And then it didn't happen. It's sad, but that is the case. Put off doing now what ought to be done now. That's too bad. Satan's method of damaging souls. You have a story in the Bible. You have more than one. I think of one over in Acts chapter 24. I'll tell you about it, but you have the story where the Apostle Paul has been falsely accused and arrested, and he's come to plead his case before a governor by the name of Felix. And he's coming there, and as he stood before the governor, he reasoned before the governor there of the gospel, of the truth. It says he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, judgment to come. And Felix, the governor, trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. No record in the Bible he ever had a convenient season. No record in the Bible he ever called for Paul again to hear how to get saved. He put it off. The devil was on his shoulder saying, oh yeah, you ought to get saved. He was trembling. He knew he ought to get saved. But he said, I'll call you when I have a convenient season. Not today, tomorrow. Tomorrow. You have pretty much the same story with King Agrippa, who said to Paul, as he reasoned with him over the truth of Jesus, he said to Paul there, he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost, but not quite. Not today, tomorrow. I say to you folks, and I'm on. See if I can say this correctly. Do you realize that today is the tomorrow you look forward to yesterday. But tomorrow that you put off and procrastinate never gets here. Never comes. So what is the most dangerous day? Not the nuclear day that may come. Not when the elements are going to one day burn with fervent heat. The Christian, the believer, is going to be okay then. That's not the most dangerous day. The most dangerous day is tomorrow. What was it you're supposed to do now? You're going to put it off to tomorrow. Especially when it comes to spiritual things. When it comes to family relations. Even friendship relations. But most of all, when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ, God's Son, that loved you and died for you and paid for your sins on the cross of Calvary. You know, if we could, and we can't, but if we could lift the lid, as it were, if we could lift the lid like, just like this, and look down into hell and have a testimony meeting down in hell, you know what you'd hear? We intended to get saved tomorrow. Tomorrow. So that's the most dangerous day. Did you come this morning to get saved? Or are you planning on tomorrow? Is there something you ought to do this morning, but you're going to put it off to tomorrow? That's the dangerous day. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the truth, simple truth. Father, that we know not what another day is going to bring forth. Simple truth, Lord. How many folks lost and in a burning hell this morning would testify that we never intended to be here. We planned on getting saved. We planned on receiving Christ. We just wanted to straighten out a few things first, and we were going to do it tomorrow. That's so sad, Lord, but it's true. It's true. Father, I remember a young man coming to me and telling me with a broken heart how that he and his dad had offended each other, hurt each other, had not spoken to each other for years. And how he said, I was getting ready to go see Dad and get it right. And before I got there, he died. He died. I didn't make it. That young man still living with that today. He was going to do it tomorrow, but it was too late. How many folks, Father, have said I'm going to get saved tomorrow, but it's never arrived? They're still walking around lost. See, Lord, they don't understand the devil's giving them a false hope. It's not going to happen. It's a trick. I pray for anybody in this building right now, Father, that don't know Jesus, that they would come and receive him this morning. As on the authority of your word and on the word of Jesus, we invite them to come. I pray they'd see the danger in trying to wait to tomorrow. May you bless the invitation today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, please. We're going to sing. I'm going to step down front. Don't try to wait till tomorrow. You got no guarantee what another day is going to bring forth. That's what the scripture tells. We can't boast ourselves of tomorrow. Now, the scripture says, now is the accepted time. Right now. Will you come? Come right now.
Just as